Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Another 16 people have now been individually questioned for jury service in the federal trial of Boston Marathon bombing suspect Jahar Tsarnaev. After 2 days lost to bad weather, jury selection resumed yesterday. And as WBUR's David Boeri reports, the questioning of one woman reflects the difficult and often confusing selection process in a death penalty case.
To be qualified to serve on a federal death penalty case, you have to be open to imposing the death penalty. On her questionnaire, silver-haired juror 393 had written, "It's not right to kill." Yesterday, Judge George O'Toole asked her to explain. "I'm Catholic. Thou shalt not kill," she replied. "I don't believe in killing anybody." When the questionnaire asked if she could conscientiously impose the death penalty if she thought the circumstances warranted it, she had written no. But under the judge's questioning yesterday, the juror said she would be able to listen to and consider all the evidence. When O'Toole asked, "If you thought the death penalty was appropriate, could you vote to impose it?" she said, "Yes." But she had written that she staunchly opposed the death penalty. Prosecutor William Weinreb reminded her, "Given your strong feelings, could you still vote for the death penalty if you thought it an appropriate sentence?" he asked. "Yes," she said, perhaps responding to the line, "if you thought it appropriate." Now the judge stepped in to point out to the woman that she seemed to be contradicting herself. The judge tried another question, this one even longer. "We're trying to determine," he told her, "whether your beliefs are such that you could envision the possibility that you could vote affirmatively in the finding of the death penalty." Juror 393 answered in a word and emphatically, "No." The court was nonplussed. Whether she or any other juror has made it to the next round, the judge is not disclosing in public. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri reporting from the federal courthouse.